You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down, yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah. I want some more heat, man. Give me some heat. Come on, man. I want a fucking crackle. I want a crackle. I want some more fucking condensation in my microphone. I want some more shit. What's up, everybody? Welcome to You Know What, Dude. My fucking camera is twisted.
Silence. A long silence.
Thank you.
So dramatic.
Welcome. Yeah, I take acting.
Okay.
I'm a comic actor. It's slash actor after comedian. Or some most of the time, I would say comic slash actor slash comic.
Oh, whoa.
On occasions. How's that sound? We have a great lineup today. Let me just tell you this real quick right out of the gate, you motherfuckers. You better not hit 15 seconds forward. If you hit that little squiggly arrow with 15 seconds, you're not a fan and you're not a good person. And you know what? If you hit that after saying this, someone in your family will die. That's gypsy madness right there. You don't even know if that's true. All right, so ZipRecruiter.com. Hiring used to be really hard, but not anymore, people. Multiple job sites, stacks of resume, confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy. And you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com. That's it. / what, dude? So go to that website, ziprecruiter.com/whatdude, and you, if you own a company, can make hiring people way easier. ZipRecruiter sends you jobs to over 100 of the web's leading job sites. Did you know that? The job boards. They have job boards. Back in the day, you know what you guys had to do? You had to recruit. You had to get people come in. So you had to vet them. So it went to some secretary and then another, and then somebody, and then they got into you like the last 10. And then you had to do, it took months to find the right person. And then you find out that they're a serial killer. Or they're not even good for the job. They lied. But not with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends it to 100 of the web's leading job boards. And they don't stop there, Giannis Apapas.
Nope.
No, of course. Why would you stop there? You're a Bay Ridge boy. You're a cutie with a smoothie.
That's right. Right now I am.
Hashtag it.
Yeah.
They also, with their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job. So they go out and they say, hey, you fit this thing that we got over here. Why don't you come over here and meet these people and see if we can find some compatibility. Okay? That's it. As applicants come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. Okay? ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80%, I mean, that's huge. 80%. That's 80%. 80. What do you get 80% of? Nothing. Nothing. Name one thing you get 80% of.
A paycheck.
I'm getting 10%.
That men earn.
Literally getting 10% from you guys right now.
We were allowed to talk.
Everyone's scared to talk.
No, you can talk.
You said don't talk.
That's not what I said.
That's why we were all looking at you like an idiot. We're all like, is this ad over now? I don't know.
No, you can talk with me. You just can't be some people that sit there. Comics always find the need to trash the sponsor or to say something terrible. And then I got to I gotta, you know, these sponsors, these people like my show, they believe in my show, and they want to help me for the show so we can pay some of these guys, we can have some stuff, and it's worth coming in here a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not much, but these guys are...
It's a great product, and it's also... I realize like how hard it is to just intimately look at you and not just with another person that you know what like you know enough.
Yeah.
Let's
where
just
you were
say,
just doing the ad and I was just looking at you.
Yeah.
And having like a moment and not being able to chime in.
Well, you know what? Maybe maybe we should go back to what we were talking about because now we're off track. We're like 5 seconds away from being done with this ad.
See, this is why I was afraid to talk.
But 80% of the employees 80% of the employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within guess how long? Guess. Giannis, you go. Guess. Go.
2 hours.
Go, you go.
Hour.
You go.
5 days.
No. You know what? Goldilocks, you go.
2 days.
No, you go.
3 hours.
No, the first day.
Whoa!
That's funny for nobody was right.
Jesus. That's less than an hour.
Yeah, it's less than it's all it could be. It could be the whole 23 hours and 59. With the results like that, you know what? It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. God bless America.
God
and that's
bless.
What we need these companies.
God bless.
Yeah,
for America.
America, baby.
As a journalist, I'm not familiar with these jobs things, so that sounds very promising for someone like me.
That is, maybe you could, we can get you on ZipRecruiter to get you a job.
One day?
While you were reading that ad, looking at me and Dan St. Germain, I was like, these are two guys who look like they've never had a job. So.
Yes.
You're looking good, dude.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means get a job, fuckface.
Come on. We're so close to making it out of that.
This is why I told you not to talk.
Start it over.
ZipRecruiter right now. Honestly, my fans of this show. Now I know you've heard it on other podcasts, whatever. But here's the thing: they even do it with Stern. Okay, ZipRecruiter. That's how big they are. But for my fans right now, free this exclusive web address: ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. .com. That's it right there. Just go /whatdude right there. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. Get it for free right now. It's the smarter way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/whatdude. What's up, guys? All right. Thank you for listening to the ad, you guys, if you made it through that. See, my ads are fun.
That was very fun.
That was fun.
Yeah. I was having a great time. I don't even want to do the podcast. Can we just do all ZipRecruiter?
I got another ad if you want to do it.
Yes.
Count me in.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
We have Laughable.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know Laughable. Go ahead. Kick it off.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Laughable.com. It's the best way to discover.
No, it's not. No. That's not it. Let's try it again. Take two.
Guys, do you like comedians?
Whoa, stop. It's not guys anymore.
Sorry. They bees.
Thank you. Go ahead.
They bees, theirs.
Take two. Action.
They bees, theirs. And anyone who identifies with the sound, if you like comedians and podcasts, and by comedians, we mean nobody gender specific, whatever you like, and podcasts, the best way to discover it is go to laughable.com and check out History Hyenas.
Whoa.
History Hyenas on riotcast.com. Bad. With me and Chrissy D.
Yas.
You went rogue.
You lost it. You had it. You lost it at the end.
I got self-interested.
Check out Laughable to see Giannis Papas and Coconuts this weekend.
That's all they have. Giannis. Yes, Laughable is great. And I, and Giannis, and Chrissy D, we have patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Which I have the new episode from Live from the Shed is up there. So thank you for becoming a man. I got one coming up with Gnome.
Elaine.
Is it Elaine Hendrix first?
Yeah.
Elaine Hendrix. Let me tell you something, man. You just can't. There's something about a woman that just makes everything all right.
Yeah.
Just her going, nah, stupid. Elaine. But in if that was you, you would have been like, dude, no.
Yeah.
I told you it's fucking Elaine 9 times. And would have been screaming at each other. She goes, no. She called me an idiot and dumb and said, I've told you this 9 times without saying it.
Yeah.
And it felt okay.
Yeah. Thank it was you, all Gabby. In the cadence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was in the cadence. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
More syrup? Mm-hmm. More pancakes? Mm-hmm. More bacon? Mm-hmm. So yeah, go to patreon.com/what Robert Kelly and check out the new episode coming up. When is that coming out?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, great. Anyways, Comedy Cellar Vegas is happening too. You guys, have you been? Right?
I haven't been there yet. I was just there with you when you guys were scouting it.
Well, we were. Yeah. That. Well, let's introduce everybody. Can we introduce everybody, Gabs?
Yeah. First off, we have Giannis Papa.
Yeah. Yay. What's up?
Cutie.
Yeah. What's going on, everybody? Why, good to be back.
Why do you have to go into that? What is that? What is that?
I'm
is
just
that
your chilled nerve? Out, yeah.
I think you're
out.
So far into this what? Character yeah, what at is this point.
What is this character?
Is this method? Know. What's happening?
I don't know who I am anymore.
What is this?
We're in a you're drinking
I don't
juice.
Know.
We're in new
Are you going to have to buy a new wig?
Yeah, I do. I do, yeah.
Kevin Brennan's dad says he just messaged me. Now, I'm not going to look at it, but let's take odds on if it's a fucking shit fuck you message or if it's a nice message.
Shit fuck you message.
Shit fuck you message.
Oh, definitely shit fuck you.
Or he needs you to open door because Jimmy Martinez is chasing him.
Who's on your show? You were all wrong. You're
all wrong.
So there you go.
Tell him to come up.
No, were you crazy with that fucking cancer up here? No, I'm
that
kidding.
That was my favorite story that Kevin has ever told is the one where he shit on you and said, and then you just like paused and goes, you know, everybody hates you, right? Fucking hates you. Yeah, yeah. He was like, it was the most terrifying moment of his life.
Yeah. It's sad that that came true. Should I invite him up?
Yeah, fuck it.
Sure. Right, he's going to sit on the couch there and just hate everybody?
Sit, he's going to sit with the new guy sitting.
Oh, he's going to sit in my lap?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Hot. You'll come over here.
You're a comedian, right?
Yeah, I try to be.
Come up. All right, let's see.
We have Dan St. Germain.
Yes.
Back again.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry. It was kind of anticlimactic to sip my coffee. Right, yeah, back in, and yes, and then yes. Like, right. Dude, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. No, always have a fun time on the show.
No little silly voices?
No, okay. I don't. I have no silly voices left to me. It's all for my Mad TV audition.
Did you do a Mad TV audition?
No, I never did. I just did SNL.
That's funny. You did SNL?
No, I did like an SNL tape.
Why do I?
You know, I one of those things.
I did.
But
one
I did.
Too.
I remember like they were writing the new Mad TV, and we were writing on Nikki Glaser's show, and then they had heard somebody like, oh, what do we need to? Mm-hmm. What do we need to make the sketch work? And then somebody just yelled, a time machine.
That'd be funny if you did an SNL audition. They wanted like 5 characters, and each one of them was just like somebody with a beard. You were just like Santa Claus, a homeless guy, a Civil War general.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
And it was just you every time.
Now a Civil War general.
A lesbian from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
We have the film festival this Wednesday.
And we have Julie Seba.
Hey, I've never been here, and I'm not a comedian.
But one of my favorite people, we've known each other for years.
Yeah, I was saying this when I first came in.
Yeah, we've known each other for years. She is a journalist. She is a big supporter of comedy.
Fake news. I'm sorry. Did you say somebody said journalist?
Listen, not CNN or fucking Fox.
I'm just
I know, I'm kidding too. Yeah. I'm helping you. I've been to UCB on the east side. But a big fan of comedy. You were in Vegas for a long time. You've been a staple in comedy before there was even comedy websites.
Oh, for real. I've been writing about it for 15 years.
15 years.
When nobody considered it an art form, and it was just kind of shoved in like with the music listings.
Right.
And when I saw David Tell in college, when I first discovered what comedy was, I was like, there's something to this.
Yeah.
And I started writing about it like in a real way, and now it's everywhere, and I have no money, and it's been great.
But you're one of the originals.
Oh, yeah.
You are one of the originals that started this. And look, it's hard to have a comedy blog or comedy website. There's something about comics. We don't care about ourselves.
No.
As much as like actors or musicians or, you know, they kind of get into that shit. We kind of, We don't support each other. It's a very fuck you, it's me thing.
There's got to be a... Yeah,
it does take a lot of convincing sometimes.
Yeah, there's got to be a big hole in you to want to stand up on a wood plank and fucking have strangers say, we like you for chicken fingers.
Well, not all of us perform in fucking Brooklyn. What's a wood plank?
That's what a stage is, a wood plank.
No, I don't know.
It is. It's like a decline of like when they bring in a rhino to the zoo, and in the beginning it walks around, and then... It just gradually just gives up.
It falls up.
I was in the Minnesota Zoo, and the rhino got up, walked two steps, and then just collapsed in front of all of us.
And that's what I like to write about, that exact phenomenon when the comedian just collapses. Yeah. It's like, that's art.
Comedians are all kind of like consciously or subconsciously killing ourselves, right?
Yeah.
In some way, we're trying to exit early.
But there's a couple.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, is the ones that fucking have a ton of cash
seem
to have it figured out.
Anybody with a ton of cash.
I think so. They seem to tell. If you follow people on Instagram or on social media, they're really doing things are great.
Things
are really good. And do this and try that, and you should do this. And I was thinking about that, and you're like, oh shit! And here you are in fucking Poughkeepsie, going, I gotta grow my own vegetables. I gotta take CBD or I gotta grow vegetables and CBD under my tongue. Dude, I gotta work. Dude, I gotta take Tai Chi.
You never trust the guy who's like, I got this one thing is gonna do it for all of you.
Yeah.
Just do this one fucking thing.
I deleted my Twitter.
And now everything's good, yeah.
Because you can. Because your knees don't wobble when you look at your bank balance. That's why you can delete your fucking social media. You don't have fucking bananas and fucking Hasbro. Hey, can you tweet? We're a little light on every show. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Is there any way you're rolling into Toronto doing 17.5.
Yeah, when Pete Davidson deleted his Instagram, I felt like texting him, be like, yo, dude, can I use it? I mean, what the fuck? That's a waste of 2 million people who are following you because of who you're fucking, you know?
Dude, that would be...
I mean, I'm just saying, he is the new Tom Arnold.
That would be so...
Jesus Christ.
How funny...
Come on! Let's go!
Dude, how funny would that be if you just showed up as Pete Davidson? Oh, that would be great.
Well, I say that too, like the guys who...
That's so funny.
That was a good Tom Arnold joke.
It was a great... There was two great jokes. Three great jokes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Do we have to... We want a bell every time you tell a good one? Hand me the bell. Just give me the bell.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Every time he tells a good one, just hit the bell in front of you.
Should I do some retroactive ones?
You would have been hit. If you didn't have charisma, where you came up, this is what your job would have been. Order's ready. In some diner in fucking Boston.
We have something because it does.
I'll take it. Yeah. At least I'm throwing it out there.
I forgot it's back.
I'm going, I'm swinging.
I forgot that it's back.
I got a little greedy on that one, right? I got a little greedy, yeah.
And I like the way you took the bell away from my pal Saint Germain.
Right away.
Yeah, but you took it and then you slid it and you put it in front of me you ring the bell, not him.
You haven't earned it, Mr. Saint Germain.
No, I was trying to get the joke in with the thing and it was just at all. Went wrong.
Yeah, you can never. Yeah, you can't use props. That's why you can do a run through.
Well, but I'm a prop comic. You know that. I show up to the show with a bag. Yeah. What's going on first? Is it going to be me or is it going to be me? Let's go, baby. Who started the show? Me? Are we going to do this? Who's the person that everyone's least coming to see is the person who he really is.
Oh, man. I sometimes think about you putting on that fucking wig when Bob Seger's, here I am on the road again.
I'll be like 65 in a club in Long Island smoking a cigarette. I'll be like, all right, I'll give you 6 cents. I want half my money up front. Can you just crack my back? All right, let's go do it. Right.
Norton's coming in after you. Listen, Chip's got to go up early. He's tired. What? Just you two bag-carrying assholes. You guys bump into each other at Ricky's looking for hats and wigs.
That's that art form I love. Yeah, that's the one.
Somebody's got Chip's Cooney spot.
you know?
Because at one point, I think you said you were going to retire the character at one point,
well,
right?
I have live, and my numbers show it, yeah.
Dude, that is, like, that's got to be this. If you, when you go back to that character, that's going to be the saddest trip to Ricky's.
Well, I do it now in podcast.
I got to get that wig back.
Yeah. No, the wig's
still there.
Yeah, but the wig is actually deteriorating. It's like he's gonna put it on. There's gonna be pieces missing. He's gonna have to find that wig, but they don't make it anymore.
That wig is fucking 7 years old.
Yeah, we
that
smell wig, it. Yeah.
There's people who like speak full English and know how to read and write now. And since that wig first went on my head, that's
that
how
wig
that fucking...
brought me to this country. I saw you in Guatemala. Why would you retire that though?
I didn't retire. I retired the shows.
Well, why would you listen?
I got tired of like doing him, her, than me. It was just like, you know. It
yeah,
was,
but you're making a lot of money.
Well, I made decent money, but yeah, you know, it just got old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But couldn't you make it new?
I did make it new now. So now I do it in the podcast, and then if I do her, I just do her a live podcast.
But you do her, but not comedy.
Huh?
What do you mean you do her?
Like I'll just be her.
When you went out as her, what did you do?
The show, I would do her. I would do him.
As stand-up?
I would do Panos. Yeah, I would do Panos live. Her. Mm-hmm. I would start with him, then her, and then I would close as me.
And then when you had to switch it up because you couldn't follow her.
I would just go up there.
They start booing him?
Yeah, just a bunch of...
Boo!
No, it's just curious faces going, who the fuck is this? No,
but, that's funny if he started getting booed, yeah. And you rip the wig out of your back pocket and put it on.
Hey! Listen, I'm back. I'm sorry. That was crazy. I didn't know what was happening.
What did you do to her? Did you take her wig?
A friend of mine opened for Jeff Dunham, and he said, like, you know, the first 15 minutes he does his stand-up, and it's like decent stand-up, and people are laughing.
Yeah.
And then there's a moment where he pauses and he goes... Folks, you guys want to meet some of my friends? And then he opens the puppet case and just sadly takes out the first, like, you know, Muslim skeleton puppet.
I just did Just for Laughs on his gala.
Oh, yeah.
And
how was it?
It was great.
He had a gala?
He had a gala. Woo. And, well, the gala, I mean, here's the thing, though, is here's where they fucked up. Brad Williams was on the gala not closing.
Yeah.
Right.
When you have a little person on a show where the guy is a ventriloquist, okay, some hijinks is going to ensue, and no one's following.
Right.
Nobody's following a fucking little person jumping on a suitcase and having Jeff Dunham put his hand behind him. And it was crazy. He got a standing ovation.
Yeah.
You know, Brad does get standing ovations.
Oh, he did that? Oh, they
teamed
up. Oh,
that's one of his credits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His
There's
credit
no
is,
way you can follow that.
You
There's
can't
no way
you can't follow it. Yeah.
There's no
and
way.
They, you know what they put up after him? There's a show on in Canada. I don't know if you saw it. It's just like a show at a diner at a gas station with no laugh track. I don't think there's a laugh track. And it's just this Canadian dude. Hey, that Canadian comedy? No, she came over now. I mean, hey, you need that pie? And that's the funny part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have pie. Yeah, sure, I have some pie. Okay, cool. I love the pie, yeah.
Yeah, we just...
That guy went up after Brad Williams, who murdered anyways, then jumped up and they did this whole improv as a puppet.
How did they not close with that? Yeah.
What did he have Brad saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They took pictures and Brad actually said a funny line. I forget what it was. It might be online somewhere where he said something about I haven't felt this stupid or something like that. And he goes, well, apparently apparently you didn't watch your last special on Netflix. And but the funny part is Brad looked off into the distance like a puppet. So he trashed him. He was like, all right, time to go. Get off my box.
You got to end the show with that. Yeah,
Just for Laughs.
Yeah,
there it is.
That'll learn.
Yeah, there it is right there. Look at that. How do you not? I mean, look.
I hope he's still a racist doll. I hope he managed to still be a racist.
Yeah, he made him do an Asian voice.
Say Ching Chong.
Yeah.
Why, who's racist?
What?
Who's racist?
Jeff Dunham.
The terrorist.
Is he racist?
The terrorist dolls. That's what people.
That's what
they say.
The Mexican jalapeno puppet.
They say he's racist?
For
having a Mexican jalapeno?
Well, all the characters are a play on stereotypes.
Yeah. It's like, that's what stereotypes are for.
You know.
Oh, my God.
You know Jeff Dunham has money. He's dressing like a fucking .com guy now. You know, like I would say that that's the new head of Apple. Like if you
that's exactly how I dress, except in bigger clothes.
You just wear the gown version of that.
Yes, I look like an art teacher.
You know, isn't it funny though?
I want to bite Brad's inner thigh. Look at those little fucking chubby chicken wings. I love that little people's legs just mush together by the knee and by the calf. Look at that little fucking shoulder chest.
It's a funny angle because he almost looks bigger than Jeff from the way it's set up.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
his head's certainly bigger.
Little Brad, see the box to the right? Brad jumped from that box to the other box. I was praying literally to every god on the planet that when he jumped, he fell. Cracked his... I love Brad. I just want to see just a nice, hot Jeff Dunham show get stopped with a little... You know the headlines of that?
Yeah.
Just seeing the... Just a little bloody little person on the ground. Jeff Dunham's new puppet falls and breaks his head.
Brad jumping reminds me of every Tom Cruise movie. Just a midget jumping from ledge to ledge.
Should I pass it over?
Yeah, can you...
keep swinging, though, man. You got to swing.
Have you seen...
Actually, don't. No, don't swing.
Have you seen the new Mission Impossible?
I want you to stop. I tell my son, take a breath. Hug yourself before you talk or act out.
I was close. I mean, I think maybe...
All right, let him try it again. Do it again.
I feel like... Oh, damn it.
And you did the gear up shit? You did like the gear up. I'm going to like, I'm going to drop like Allen Iverson stealing the ball and then just fucking flatline.
There's a lot of context. You got to know that Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
Have you seen the new Mission Impossible?
I have not.
It's great. Well, I don't want to.
No, you're not going to ruin it.
You're not
going to
say it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not 10.
Well, the whole, that movie is like the most interesting psychological study of Tom Cruise.
Why?
Because he's, you know, like 50, and he looks great. In the end of the movie, it's him fighting Superman, Henry Cavill, who's like beautiful.
Oh. Gorgeous.
And he rips his face off and then throws him off a ledge. So the whole movie is like, I'm Superman.
Stop. Wait a minute. I didn't want you to ruin the...
I thought that's what you meant. Yeah.
I meant you...
You said you're 47. I didn't know that.
I'm not a fucking 87. I'm not going to see it. I didn't say ruin the fucking whole movie.
Well, but if you...
Fucking damn.
In his defense...
Wait a minute. This
can I get a good joke?
In the beginning, you told us not to fucking talk, and then you want us to talk. You're going to miss fucking signals every time I'm on here.
A lot of mixed signals.
First of all, you're not listening. I said, don't be racist. Don't say fucked up shit.
Look at me. It's impossible.
I didn't say don't talk. If you listen to the... I said, just don't be a fucking lunatic and say bad things during my read.
Like I did.
All right? Now, and then, on this, I just said, please, you can tell me, but don't fucking tell me the ending.
Well, you said 47, and if you ask the doctor, it's equivalent to 87.
I would go back to this face ripping off.
That was a joke. I was trying to get in.
Maybe
should I take it back?
Yeah,
I thought
no,
it was good.
Now we need to
start over.
Give it to fucking him. Why don't you eat it?
What about the listener?
Put it in your mouth. What the fuck? You didn't even.
That wasn't a bad joke. I just ruined your day. I wasn't trying to be a joke. I was just trying to ruin your
what
day.
What about the listeners?
I can't.
Oh, sorry, guys. It's been out for like fucking 2 weeks.
What?
You're right. I fucked up.
Listen to me, dude. I thought, I want more juice in Zach. If I don't hear me like a god, I'll fucking bite your finger off. No, I'm kidding. That's fine. That's way better, though. Listen, but when you said, I don't want to ruin it, I thought you were going to give us a couple things. I didn't know you were going to go to the end of the movie and tell us how it ends. You just told fucking 10 people when they listen to this on Sunday.
Alec Baldwin dies in it, too.
I'm
going for broke. I'm putting gasoline all over the fucking movie. Nobody's watching this fucking movie.
Burn it down.
Fuck this shit.
The fucking gasoline.
I'm like Joker, hospital fire, and I'm fucking walking away.
Burn it down.
I'm going to have to go buy it in Canal Street now and just watch it on a cam version. Fucking Christ.
It's still fun on IMAX.
My God.
I thought you were asking me for real after I fucked it up.
We should have a show. every week where we just literally ruin every movie.
Yeah, like just Friday, ruin everything.
Literally go Friday to all the movies, and that night we just tweet,
recap
Facebook,
everything.
Instagram, recap the whole movie, and tell everybody, and take the whole industry down. Yeah. Where everybody's like, yeah, I was going to go, but I found out that he rips his face off, and Alec Baldwin dies. Well, it's funny because if you watch Justice League, boo.
Ugh. I haven't seen it.
It's terrible. I mean, it's not terrible. It's watchable, but it's not. Yeah. And then you compare it to Infinity Wars. It's
that is such
it's
a great
different,
movie.
It's different movie making. It's just, I mean, the opening scene of Infinity Wars could be, it's a drama. It's a fucking space drama. And then you have fucking, you know, Justice League, and he's can you talk to fish? It's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Also, and then, he's too cool to be Aquaman.
But he was filming, Superman was filming, what's his name again?
Which one? Superman. Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill was filming, was filming Mission Impossible with the beard, and they had to go back and film his shit, so they had to CGI his mouth in Justice League, and they had no money left, so the CGI stinks. So the whole time you're watching Superman in Justice League, you're looking at his mouth going, what the fuck's wrong with his lip?
Yeah.
It's because he had a beard. See, look at it, right? Yeah, see? Oh, my God. That's fucking... A gazillion-dollar movie,
you know,
and
I mean,
that fucking loser couldn't shave his beard.
Like, that's 15 fucking lawyers. You know, like, I see that, and there's, like on both sides, they're like, no, it's our contract.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Say, no, over here. Over here, over here.
Yeah.
Sit right here.
Stay long. Why I gotta get up?
Why?
No, I'm getting... I chose to do this. No one told me.
Yeah, he chose to do it. He chose to do it.
He's tribute.
Yeah.
Everybody, give it up for Misery Loves Company, Burning Bridges. Everybody hates. This should be the name of your show. Everybody hates me.
I can't really stay long, but.
Thank God. That's what everybody wishes you'd say when you show up anywhere.
I know. Even my wife. She's like, how long are you going to be here? You got to work tonight, Dad?
Does your wife. No, you know, I remember when I first used to talk to you and used to have trouble. You used to talk about you and your wife and you'd fight and stuff. I'd be like, why? I like Kevin. I get it.
I get it now, you mean?
I understand why your wife hates you.
Yeah, I'm annoying.
I just don't get why she likes you.
Well, so I think she got duped a little bit. Like most marriages, where you get a little duped.
Do you fuck with your wife?
I was just thinking today, like when you meet someone, like when you meet a woman, like she's good looking, she's like nice to you.
Yeah.
And then once you get married and have kids, like, she gets less good-looking, and she's also less nice to you. So you kind of get duped by, like, the good
Actually, that
person.
Happened to my wife with me. When she met me, I was good-looking, and then
you were.
I got fucking... She got duped. I duped Dawn. I duped her big time. Yeah. I had hair. I had a fucking career.
Hey, doctor, you know...
You're the only person that, seriously, it looks like another human being.
It's true.
I can't think of one other person I've met in my life when I see a picture of you younger. I'm like, is that Bobby's brother or cousin? Like, it doesn't
look
like...
No, it doesn't even look like a relative.
Now he looks like
I don't even look like somebody that's in my family.
You don't even look like that.
No, it does look different. Like, you look like in, like, the Da Vinci Code. You know the priest has, like, the secret book of Mary Magdalene? And, like, has to run down to the chamber and be like, they can't know that she had sex with Jesus. Like, that's your aesthetic now.
You know what it's like to live in as two different people. Like, you've lived...
You know, like, you live three different people.
Yeah, I know three.
That's it.
You're living Giannis'
you're
act
living my life.
In real life.
You're living my act in real life. You've lived as two different human beings.
Yeah.
Well,
I've done it a couple times.
And
what's I've gone back.
Yeah, but you know what's even more interesting? Yeah. Not only have you lived as two different human beings, you've lived as like the good looking jock looking bully.
Yeah.
And then the fat kid that he bullies. So it's fucking crazy.
You can play yourself in a movie.
Yeah.
I could play all of the parts.
Yeah.
What
were you ever mean to a fat kid when you were hot?
No, I was never mean to fat kids.
I was about to say fucking karma. I've been, karma's bitch.
But I've been fat a bunch of times. I've been fat. You don't understand. You've been Giannis your whole life.
Yeah.
I've been skinny fat six times. This is my sixth fat. I mean, I've been skinny five times. Like, in
shape,
shredded.
When was the last time you were skinny?
2008.
Yeah.
Fucking shredded. 2008, Robert Kelly, pull it up, sexy Bob.
Yeah, but why did you decide to not?
I don't
Food's
know.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah. Thank you, James.
Yeah.
I mean, your body type can't get fat.
Right.
It has to do. It's in my family. Like, yeah, there's a lot of fat. Not that one.
There's magician
that's,
Bobby.
That look at that. That's look at that. Yeah. That's sexy Bobby.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. What do you think when you see that?
I think a Puerto Rican. I think Little Joe. I don't know. I should have had a rap album. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like those jeans.
I would have hit
that.
It
looks amazing.
I would have hit that.
Yeah, you looked like then you looked like a young pop star who aged well. Like you were like an older pop star then, but a sexy
go to the
one
with the hat. Go to the one with the hat. Right there on the bottom right. Bottom right. Right there. Click that one. Oof.
Holy macro.
Yeah, look at those eyes, dude. You can't fuck with that.
You were a good looking guy. Fucking kid.
You're now, falling in love with yourself.
Now click on the right there with Jim Norton, right in the middle, down the bottom, in the middle. No, in the middle, right there. Look at that fucking tub of shit.
Yeah, you still
have the face though.
Yeah,
like
you still look good.
Yeah, no, but I can get back. I think I'm gonna do one more time. I think one more.
God, you remember when jeans were like baggy jeans were in. It's so atrocious to look at now.
Yeah, look at that fucking evolutionary chart.
Dana White looks.
No, you were still good. You were still in shape.
I was all right there, but I remember when I went to that. This really fucked me up. We were backstage UFC 100, and we walked in the back.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and Joe Rogan was there, and he goes, and I was skinnier than that.
Yeah.
And he went, "What happened to you?"
Oh, jeez.
And I still remember that. Like it's like. You know what I mean? It's like shit. Yeah, like I haven't seen you in fucking 5 years, and I mean I'm big in that one, but I'm not. I mean it's not this.
He said that then.
Imagine if I saw him today.
Yeah, he'd go, Jesus fucking Christ, Bobby.
No.
He beat you up.
Have you ever been? I mean, but I
can't gain weight. I can't gain. My daughter's like that. She eats all nonstop, and she's just super thin. They used to call me Kite Man. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to fly away.
I don't know what they call you now.
Yeah, no, I know. But anyway, I got to go, but because now we're waiting for Eddie Ife, because I got to do my pre-tape for my MLC.
Oh, sounds like a big show.
Yeah, it's Eddie Ife, and I think Rick Shapiro just walked in. So.
Oh, Ricky's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, all right.
So we need an interpreter. Anyway,
how's your Patreon doing? All right,
doing better than you. That's all I care about.
I just want to do better than Robert Kelly.
Before I go to bed, I check my Patreon, then his. That's all I have left is petty grudges.
The only guy, literally the guy who got him started in this business.
So
he goes to bed and checks. I mean, literally the only person that ever cared about Kevin in the business. I'm the only one.
Oh yeah, I'm supposed to give you. I give you $20 every time I see you. I gotta get change, but I'll give you when you come downstairs. I'll give you $20.
All right, I'll see you
tonight. I'll be at Rosemont Zany's this Wednesday.
Check out his podcast.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Good to see you. Oh man, that's so funny, Brennan.
He picked a fight with fucking Leslie Jones on fucking Twitter.
Did you see the Jimmy Martinez clip? The Jimmy Martinez clip is one of...
It happened right here.
Yeah.
What happened?
Jimmy Martinez attacks him.
Well, doesn't attack him. He's about to.
Maybe throw something at him.
You don't want Jimmy Martinez fucking...
No.
You know, that's
my favorite is when he's just going, Jimmy, come on.
No, but the favorite part about that video is when he grabbed his wrists.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Martinez...
You have the video of it.
Well, we have the video of it. But here, let me just set it up real quick and then watch it. They say something. They get heated. Mm. You know, Kevin's pushing... Kevin does, and we've talked about this before, but then Jimmy goes, fuck it, snaps, and then Carrie Kravitz is in the chair like, what's going on? And he goes, move it, bitch, and throws her, spins her out of the way, and then don't bring it up, and then goes to Kevin, and Kevin's defense is literally like karate that his mom learned in a mall in Jersey somewhere where you grab their wrists and hold and control their body with the wrists.
And he's like, going, come on, Jimmy.
Yeah, like Elvis's karate, like Kenpo karate. And then he goes, but he makes the wrong tone choice because he goes, you want to go outside? And to you, they'd be like, you know, want to go outside and talk about it. To Jimmy, it's like, what? And you want to go outside, motherfucker? Right. That means let's fight.
Yeah, let's go.
Then he goes, no, to talk.
My favorite is like
I have not seen this.
Carrie Kravitz.
I heard about this.
Carrie Kravitz tries to break it up, and then she's like, "Fuck it, let him."
Yeah. He spun her.
Yeah. He's like, "Get out of my way,
out
bitch.
Of the way." So let it play. Here we go. Wait. Volume's not up.
This
guys.
Is the greatest. Sometimes I watch it before I go to bed.
All right, pause it. Pause it. Anyways, I was watching this.
So is his show just to bring you on and just rip you apart? Just like
no.
Try to get you to hit
him? Who, Kevin?
Kevin, yeah.
He's just a little racist. Black people don't like that.
He's just got him on the show and he's going, your career, you're saying you got stuff going on. You got fucking nothing going on, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You got nothing going on.
Well, I think that it's weird because I mean, that's pretty interesting.
That is. That's exactly what it is.
I mean, you know, to see a thin, a blotchy skinned white guy,
yeah.
just this thin frame. I mean, literally, it looks like he's dying from some a gypsy disease.
His fucking body
is taunting thinner. A fucking gorgeous big black dude. Yeah. And then there's this Greek chick in the middle going, huh? What? I mean, how do you not watch
his podcast? Is like, you know, remember that scene in Copland when De Niro's like, you blew it? Like, that's it the entire time. Yeah. It's just him fucking calling.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's watch this.
Ask him.
Jimmy Martinez, he's one of your clients, right? Is he working today?
This is fucking brutal.
Yeah.
No, actually, what do you mean?
You say you got a job. Where are you working?
No, I don't fucking work in the Matrix.
Stop it right
there.
Listen, if I ever saw that tone coming out, like, what?
Yeah.
From Jimmy, if I ever said, what do you mean? I'd be like, listen, man, let's just work this out.
Yeah.
You know, stop the show.
Change the subject.
I talk about, like, something like what his
Kevin
favorite
does not.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, you like sports or? Yeah. Where are you from? What got you started in comedy?
Hey, Jim, I got these cupcakes over here. Do you like baked goods? I mean, I think everybody loves cake.
Yeah. He doubles down. On it. He keeps going.
Hollywood, nigga. I'm dead serious, bro.
Sorry. I'm fucking dying.
You can't fuck with Martinez. This motherfucker.
That was the appropriate nigga frequency.
Oh, motherfucker. That was the black guy in the room, by the way.
That was
a black guy. Mark that. So if anybody goes back and I'm trying to book a gig, and they're like, dude, was that Robert Kelly? Replay it. It was you.
We'll clarify. Carrie was opening for me at Governor. She told me about this.
Yeah.
You just got to imagine.
Yeah.
She's the only other person in this room. It's the three of them. Yeah. And that's it. So
here's a guy filming, though, that I'm literally going, who was that? Who was filming? That the Adam,
no,
right?
No, but I was there.
I think
the cameras were on, right?
No, but there's a Zach.
Oh,
there.
It was here before Adam.
I literally called him. I go, keep it. I was like, I want that on. I want that on our YouTube page now. You make copies of it.
She told me she was like, her heart was like fucking racing out of her chest. She was like, he's about to get killed.
Yeah. I just love that I'm behind. I look like I'm eating Jimmy's head behind it. Go ahead.
I'm serious too. What? What's it?
Comedian and actor. Are you working today, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm doing my podcast.
Okay, is he doing the podcast with you?
He said he's working in Hollywood. Where is he working?
Hey, yo, bruh, he asked you a question. He asked you a question.
What's the question?
Now?
You're not going to win.
If he's doing the podcast today.
Is he working in Hollywood? He said he's working. I'm saying Jimmy's got baggage. He got fired at Hot 97. He talks a lot of shit.
Like
he's got the game figured out. He's gambling all. He's gambling all weekend. Not sleeping.
Answer the question. So fuck all that, nigga. That shit don't affect me when I go into these auditions and I'm on set and all that, nigga.
Yeah, it do. Yeah,
no,
it
don't, bro.
Stop. What? Why? You know you're scared when you assimilate. Yo, yeah, it do. Yeah, it do. Yo, do. It do. It do. It do.
You got to watch her, too, because she gets, you can see she knows it's coming.
But know that Jimmy's, if you watch her, Jimmy's behind her, and she's just looking at Kevin. Look at her.
She is so uncomfortable.
She's praying to Acropolis right now. What a Greek shit fucking god you have. Please get me out of this. I will bake everybody pasticcio if you get me out of this.
Hey, so you know he's not sleeping, he's gambling all week, and then he's going out no sleep on a Monday and
she's
auditioning.
She's starting to look both ways.
Oh, she knows.
She's in the uncomfortable smile.
I don't know what he does on the weekend.
Okay, well, you should.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, talk to Smoothie and talk to Zsa Zsa.
Right now,
bro. I'm not punking. I'm calling you out, bitch.
No, you bugging right now.
You told me to call him.
No, I
you told
asked
me
you
to
ask
call him
a question.
Is he working in Hollywood?
Or not?
Where's his next gig in Hollywood?
He's been auditioning for his next gig.
Okay, you don't have a gig.
Hey, yo, man. Listen, bruh. I'm done with this.
Okay, right there, stop. Listen. I'm done with it too.
Yeah.
I literally would put my phone down and go, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Jimmy, it's a comedy podcast.
Jimmy,
buddy.
Jimmy,
take it easy.
Like, that's it. If I was you, I'd pull a wig out of my fucking back. All right, go ahead. Wow, he's getting
good.
It. Watch what he does to Carrie.
You said call him to see if you got a gig.
Watch
this. This is my favorite part.
You know I whoop your fucking ass, nigga.
Oh, boy.
You think I'm playing with you, dog?
Stop. Listen.
I like her attempt to stop. She just goes.
Wait, no, don't.
She brushes his shoulder a little bit. Stop it. Or go if you want.
What did he throw, though? It's like he fucking hit my microphone.
He threw like a CD or something.
Yeah, he broke the mic in one swing. You don't want to fuck with somebody who breaks the mic.
I got it.
This is the best. Okay.
Look at watch. Karate. Control the wrists.
Control the wrists.
What's up?
Yo, shut the fuck up, bitch.
No.
Listen, what is this? 19 fucking.
Hey,
1998.
That was sexist.
What is this? 2016.
No, wait a second. That was sexist.
Rappers are still allowed to say bitch.
That was the problem, not the throwing her off a chair.
Holy shit,
Jimmy! You had me till that point.
You can't say shut up, bitch anymore.
You can't say that.
What a sad day.
Like, yeah. In that freezer, Kevin's face looks like a Renaissance painting. Like it's like this mournful fucking.
Yeah, but look what Carrie looks like she's about to do.
Yeah, Carrie's out of there. She's leaving.
I'll solve this. Like I used to at the Boston Comedy Club. Come over here.
She just leaves.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
She's out. Yeah, she's smart.
See ya. Play with me if you want.
Oh, watch.
Wait for me outside. We
gotta
wrap this
what?
Up.
Wait for you outside.
Yo, what's wrong, bro?
Wait, that was a misunderstanding. I meant because I'll buy you a falafel.
My black anxiety is up to the roof, goddammit. I can't.
It's my favorite mistake. He went, wait for me outside, but he literally meant, we'll talk in a minute. Yeah. I just got to wrap up the podcast.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
What?
I'll find. No.
Let's do it right here. Yeah.
I don't want to see his face just get smashed into the camera.
Oh, God. Kevin Brennan is, I don't give a fuck. What a piece of shit. So, anyways, yeah, I got into it with Leslie Jones this week. I'd rather fuck with Jimmy than Leslie.
Did they really fight, though?
No, on Twitter, he said some shit.
And was it responded?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just not worth it. It's fucking funny, though. God damn. Why? It's like, you remember back in the day when the only thing we had to see comedy-wise was the guy with the guitar who smashed it over the guy's head?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that was the only video we had, really? Where you were like, it was almost like Faces of Death.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, it now.
Did you see that? Did you see that video of the guy? Oh, yeah. Now there's a million little quabbles and fucking fights and hecklers and all this shit all over the fucking place.
Yeah, the Aries Spears one.
Yeah, pull that off. I don't want to bring it up. Okay. Now everybody's looking at your fucking screen now. Guys, focus over here.
Yeah.
Let's focus on the show. Let's get off the negativity.
Yeah, exactly.
But how? Look how addicted you fuck got.
Oh,
I said this, and she starts scrolling up, and you guys, let's read it.
Yeah, I want to see that Leslie Jones stuff. Yeah.
Of course, you're a fucking fake news. You want it. You need it. You got to get looks.
I'm all about that, 100%.
The problematic conversation between Kevin Brennan and Leslie Jones.
What was his original podcast? With Lenny.
It's called
Burning Bridges.
Well, here it was. No. Yeah. He was hanging around. We had Riotcast going at the early stages, mid stages, whatever. And he was just hanging. And Kevin would just just say shit. And it was like he was at the point. I was like, well, if you're gonna be an asshole and people think you're an asshole, Kevin, why don't you just do it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it on a podcast?
Yeah.
And I go, and you do, and I'll put you with Lenny. Lenny's the technical guy. He knows that you guys are friends. They were friends.
Yeah.
Liz kind of fell into it. I go, you have two people to kind of bring you back, almost like you're Robin Quivers. You can say your shit, and they're like, oh, stop it. And then kind of, you know, make it okay for people to listen to. It was fucking a hit out of the gate.
Yeah, it was great.
I remember we took the-
That was great.
Yeah. I mean, Misery Loves Company.
Yeah.
It was fire.
Yeah. It was a little refreshing to hear someone who just
didn't care,
no care in the world, you know?
But I didn't know when he left. Like, I wasn't the first, like, and then...
Well, yeah. Well, here's a problem with anybody, and it's happened to me.
Yeah.
Anytime success or fame, I would say fame, not success,
yeah.
fame comes into play, you think it's you. You think you had no help. It's you. It's yeah. you're the person.
Yeah.
It's just that's what happens to all. I would say everybody is that when you get this thing you've been searching for your whole career, and all of a sudden people start to like you, and you're getting people showing up. I mean, they sold out the Village Underground, and they were doing a live part. I mean, it was crazy. And all of a sudden, it's like, it's me. And you start believing. All of a sudden now, with people start chiming in. Mm-hmm. Dude, you fuck him. You are the best. Oh, I love you. I love you. Ever, you after a show, hang out as a headliner.
Oh, you see the feature, like, oh, you were really funny.
Well, you see the yeah. people come up to you. Oh, my God. But there'll always be those few people that go up to that feature and yeah. say, you're the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're the fun. You should have been the headliner.
Yeah.
That motherfucker believes that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
To him, it's true.
Yeah,
and even on like TV shows, it happens.
Yeah. It happens to bands all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
It happens to bands.
Podcasts, too.
Yeah.
I mean, podcasts
so
all the
time. So that's what happened. They broke up and that was it?
Well, yeah. He, it was about money. You know, he needed money.
Yeah.
And you can't just get somebody money. You got to get listeners.
Yeah.
Especially at that mm-hmm. time. Advertising's getting a little better now with yeah. podcasts because they figured yeah. it out. Yeah. Advertisers how to do it, but back then they didn't know. Radio was you got a million listeners. We gave you this much money for an ad. All of a sudden, there's a fucking some mental patient from Jersey City and Lenny Marcus doing a show together. How many lists they got? 20,000.
Yeah.
I mean, out of the gate, they were going. They were 12. They were 5, then 10, then 12, and when you were, and then you start seeing the numbers, and you start. It's like I'll compare it to iTunes. You remember iTunes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you'd go and your album would be up there, and you'd be number one for a
yeah.
couple, and then you'd check all the time.
Oh, I'm doing that now.
it's not number one anymore.
No, hell no. But for 2 hours, it was number 3, and I acted like I was the fucking king of the world.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you get addicted to that. You get it. Like he does. He checks every night. He makes sure he doesn't care about Patreon. Just that he's got more than me. But that's like some
right.
That's mental fucking illness.
Well, it's, I feel like he's like gluing his brother's face on whoever is the object of his anger.
What do you mean?
You know
him and Neil.
Neil, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because they have that, you know.
Yeah. Well, Neil's kind of like
riff.
Yeah. Neil's huge.
He's not huge.
He's well paid, at least.
He's well paid.
Yeah. And he's known for creating a lot of good shit.
I mean, he's going down in comedy history. Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Chappelle Show?
Yeah.
As one of the greatest things that happened in comedy. Half paid.
He's also, like connected himself with anyone who's, you know.
Yeah.
He does a ton of directing stuff these days.
Yeah, he's a success.
We all find out we're Neil Brennan's publicist.
I mean, it's almost disgusting.
It's disgusting. I've been in LA too long.
He's
great. I'd love to work with him. He's great.
It's Cain and Abel. It's the oldest, you know. It's
well, I mean,
okay. Rick Shapiro, Rob Shapiro.
I don't
like
know.
Sibling rivalry. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Stephen Daniel Baldwin.
Yeah, there's anger.
I've never seen Neil Brennan at a conversation with another comic and the other person laughing.
Yeah, but he's still.
I've never seen.
But he's successful.
Yeah, but he's very.
Yeah, but he's got
serious.
Some really good. He's very serious, but he's got some
successful.
Great bits on
serious.
Stage, you know. But he's
great bits, and he's a six. I'm saying his success. I
this
think
episode
is hard.
Of You Know What To has been brought to you by Neil Brennan. Successful, going down in history. Fuck all you
this is
fucking
also,
assholes.
It's hilarious. This is like Kevin's worst nightmare if he leaves the room. We bring up him almost getting beaten, and then how great his brother is.
He's doing nothing for you. You know that, right?
No, I'm saying
nothing for you.
I know. I'm just saying,
Neil, if you could do something for me, that'd be great.
It's a brother thing.
I got one writing gig next week, and then I'm done.
He did have that Netflix special, Three Mics, where he did like stand-up storytelling.
Can I get a half a mic?
That was like,
and then somebody said there should have been a fourth mic that was funny.
I thought it was good.
That was,
I
was a joke.
He's doing it.
I was kidding.
I mean, he's living on the beach doing the Hollywood dream, and you know, other chuckles is sitting right. here
well,
in your studio. And
apparently, Neil Brennan's off limits to fuck with. You fucking assholes.
No,
what
I
are you in the Illuminati? What are you, Masons?
I wish,
what
man.
The fuck?
I wish, man.
That was a pretty good joke.
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Three mics.
My dad thinks about joining the Masons.
Three mics.
yeah,
this week.
But it's you know, Rick and Rob have the same thing.
What?
Like Rick and Rob Shapiro.
I mean, but you look
constant at, hate, constant.
Do they hate each other?
Oh yeah, I mean, God.
You guys don't know who Rick and Rob Shapiro are. Fucking
the
you
two Gallaghers.
You're not funny.
Gallaghers. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but they should hate each other
because we stole his.
Well, because
sledgehammer.
Well, they stole
his act. Yeah,
he took it. Didn't steal it. He bought it, and then he wanted it back. I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick and Rob Shapiro are. If you're a comedy fan and you don't know who these guys are, you're not. You're not a comedy fan.
There it is.
You're really not a true comedy fan.
I put Rob in a sketch that we did a long time ago called Club Coach.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what to expect with the Shapiro. And then like there was like four messages on my machine.
Yeah.
Where he was just cursing me out.
About what?
About because he told me to go see his brother because it was during a time that they were getting along for a second.
Okay.
So I went and I saw Rick. Yeah. And I told him Rick was great. I told Rob Rick was great. And then Rob left like 3 15-minute messages on my machine telling me how his brother's a piece of shit, how I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, you're crazy. Now I know, you know? So, yeah.
Well, Rick's got like Parkinson's now, so fuck him. That's what he gets, I guess.
Yeah, they were. But then I went and saw them both, and it was great. I used to go watch Rick at
Sidewalk Cafe.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. I used to go watch Rick at the Pink Pony.
Yeah, when he was coherent. I mean,
you want to talk about alternative?
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody started the alternative scene, it was Rick Shapiro.
For sure.
We used to go from here and go over to the East Village to the Pink Pony in this little tiny weird theater.
Yeah.
And there'd be these fucking chick spitting an onion out of her twat as a gag. And then he'd come out and just lose it.
Yeah.
And just fucking freeform and in and out of jokes and fucking flip out and jump into the crowd and swing off shit. And you were like, what the? Was crazy.
Still the greatest, that like the best AA bit ever where you're like, what's the guy? I don't know. I can't quote the bit where he talks about, I murdered this person. I did this. I robbed this bank. But I didn't drink today. Great fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
I remember he was touring with Stanhope for a while, and he kept getting in fights everywhere they went, and Stanhope had to, like, break him up. And
that's it.
Like,
Stanhope is actually the fucking voice of reason.
Yeah.
That's when you're like,
it's a weird turn of events.
Fucking crazy. Yeah. Crazy. You wonder why, like, I mean, look at them. They're rock and roll. That's New York. That's fucking punk rock comedy.
So punk rock, they hate each other. But can't get more punk rock than that. Hey, let's get along for 60 minutes, do the show, and then hate each other for the rest of our lives.
Like Oasis, the Gallagher Brothers.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
I think it's jealousy. I think it's just kind of jealousy.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, Oasis, if you take that, one sings, the other one does all the work. And that's when you start believing the fucking, you know, you can tell the one that sings is like, yeah, I just want to fucking sing, man. I just want to smoke cigarettes and swing. It's rock and roll. Well, I'm sorry. That's the worst.
I thought it was great. I was like, who's sitting? Was that Soda over there? No, it's Bobby. Jesus.
Soda could do with the region.
Yeah. Soda's just waiting for it to come up in combo. He's like, and his brain goes, okay, hit the Scottish. Boom.
his actions are fucking nuts.
He kills
Soda?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's almost a waste that he wants to make it as an actor, comedian.
Yeah.
I almost wish that he would just go into cartoons and voiceovers so that we can have, like, good Bugs Bunny. Something.
Yeah, yeah.
The next motherfucker.
He'd have a fucking house in the Hollywood Hills, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be. Soda's going to be a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
I was just joking.
He already is.
But apparently, what?
No.
I just wanted to fuck with you for a second.
No, I didn't.
I knew that was going to be the reaction.
That was instinctual, too. I did it.
I 100%, but I could see him.
That's why I did it.
You revealed yourself.
I could also see him piss away his money, too, because he's still, like, Irish, you know? But maybe.
Soda, he still lives with Mike Vecchione.
Yeah, yeah. But I think
he hasn't pissed away a nickel.
But he has enough money to live on his own.
And he doesn't. That's why. Him and Joe List, they're fucking nickel chasers.
I just wish they would just get some fucking, like, nicer sneakers, you know? Like, he laces them real tight where the laces are, like, flopping on the ground.
I don't understand that. Listen,
it bothers me, man.
We need to talk about
He wears his button-down open with a T-shirt.
We need to talk about sneakers. Yeah. The sneaker game that you're in.
Yeah.
We need to stop it.
Yes. Are you okay?
Huh? We need to stop
yeah.
it.
It's I mean it's almost ridiculous. All right, you guys don't know this. Everybody was here at 4 o'clock, if not earlier. He was here around 20 minutes before 4.
Sitting in a car.
Yeah. Sitting in your car?
Yeah.
In your car.
Yeah.
Because it was raining and he didn't want to get his cement.
Jordan 3s, yeah.
The Jordan 3s.
They're gorgeous sneakers, man. Yeah, you just feel good about yourself when you're wearing, you know. Even Dan St. Germain will tell you these are nice, no?
I mean, they're a little busy for me, but, you know, what do I? I'm wearing a fucking Stowe, Vermont shirt I got on vacation.
But it all works together.
They're beautiful, you know. Brother. If someone agrees
go.
With you.
There you go.
I got you, bro.
There it is right
that's,
there.
Oh, that's fucking yeah. weird that you agree with them. I wouldn't even have guessed that.
I got my new Air Force Ones. I'm rocking like, with my, yeah. spirit, my spirits.
It's a, you got to admit, black people.
I don't like that he just got blacker because you're talking about sneakers. When Kevin was up here, he's just a way, man. You sit here.
You want to sit here, sir?
I'm the same black no matter what time. Of the day,
you just assimilated a little bit.
No,
I got your back on the sneakers, yo. I heard you say three yo's. Fuck that.
You do it too. Listen. You fucking do it. You're joking, but you know you got your Varvatos Converse. Yeah, you post them on Instagram. You're showing off a little bit. You know you got some nice kicks.
First of all,
yeah.
First of all, I show off for you guys. I do that to bust your balls.
But you did buy them. You wear them. They are nice.
Well, hang on one second. Yeah. Most of the time I'm wearing Skechers, and it bothers you.
Yeah,
that does. I have slip on sneakers.
What are you wearing right now?
Yeah. What?
These are fucking hot.
Are you asking him to get his leg up?
These are hot. Mm-hmm.
We got a crane in here.
I call these the six. These are sick 42s. Asics?
All right. Yeah.
Yep. Those look like shoes. All right.
Yeah. These are sick 42s.
Yeah.
Yo, from Asics. Sick 40. Yeah. Yo.
The dad 33s.
Yeah. This is a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Everybody has a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But it must suck to live your life. It's like when I was going, when I was balding and I would just, and it was windy or rainy out, I'd just panic because I'd have to, like, I would have to make my hair with hairspray. And then if I went out, like a wind would start whipping and I'd be like, I just have to lean into it so it would just stay in my head. I mean, you must suck. Life must suck when it's wintertime. And
I took Verzi
on the fucking mountain.
Yeah.
We go hiking and he shows up in Nikes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like narrow feet or no?
No, he just didn't want to wear. He wanted to look good. Yeah, hiking. He had a chain out.
He's an Italian kid. Yeah.
What is that?
Have you ever seen his dad? It's hilarious. His dad is like an Italian kid from the Bronx. His dad wears a chain outside the shirt. It's like an Italian kid's like. Your Uncle Vinny's, you know that photo hanging in Uncle Vinny's? It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, be honest
with you. Listen to me.
It's the greatest thing in the comedy business, I think, is that photo.
It's the owner, Dino, and his brother, right?
Yeah.
And they're
it's the best.
I can't describe it. I'll see if I have it. Go ahead,
I have it.
Try to describe it.
It's him and his brother. It looks like the backside of a funeral card. Like the photo that they put on the other side would be like a prayer, like if they both died in a car accident. It's him and his brother with chains outside their shirt, posing with three dogs. Yep. Looks like it was taken at Sears. And it's like a photo that parents would make like their little kid, two brothers who were 10 take, but they were both like 45 in it. So it's the greatest. I have it right here.
Please bring it up.
Yeah, let me find it. It is. I couldn't stop staring at it.
It's one of the greatest photos ever. Please bring it up. It's. But the dogs. I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. It looks like it should be in like Miami in 1983.
You think it's a joke? You think it's like a Christopher Guest movie?
No, because
type
you walk
joke.
In and you go ha ha. Yeah. But and they go yeah. no, that's my no, that's us. That's great.
My brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, show it around.
Oh my god.
It's the greatest photo. Ever.
Yeah. It's the greatest photo ever.
Yeah.
Oh, dogs.
Hey, let me see. It's the greatest photo.
Yeah.
They look like young priests in training.
Yeah.
It is the greatest photo.
They got their chains out.
Oh, yeah. It's the greatest photo. Is that, you got it, Zach?
Three dogs.
It's the greatest photo ever.
I would join that gang.
I would, too. I mean, sweet guys. Why, you don't have any stupid photos?
Looks like Mike Vecchione.
Yeah, a little bit.
It does. That photo was just.
Last time I was at Soder and Vecchione's. Yeah. Vecchione was like eating sausage and peppers out of like a Tupperware thing with like a wife beater on, and just like I was like, you look like the most. Like suspended cop I've ever seen. Because he's like eating it. Like, what dead wife are you getting over right now? Just humorously eating this shit.
That's a weird thing. When Dan, I wonder what Dan. What's going to take Dan away from us?
What do you mean?
Like, what is the thing? Is it a big movie? Is it Soder? A TV role?
I don't think he'll ever. I think Soder, even if he gets big, he'll still. I think he'll live with Vecchione.
Listen, he's going to have to get a girl. He's going to get a house.
He doesn't know how.
Dan is a girlfriend guy. He's not a fucking. He'll bang here and there, but he likes having a girl.
Yeah, he does.
He likes having a girl, and his girls are kind of the same type of that you know, they're always hot, but attainable. Not like snobby hot. Like, you know, like you met her in Denver at a fucking rodeo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She wasn't. The girl at the rodeo. She was actually making sure the animals weren't harmed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That lady.
Yeah.
And you can get like a house and put a guest house for Vecchione. I don't know.
There's fucking nothing better than the Boston hot.
What do you mean?
I just loved it when you said it. His hot? Girls are hot.
It's like hot.
Hot. It just is so
Not you.
hot.
Julie, you're promoting something, actually.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
You shouldn't.
Well, no, there's just a lot going on. I'm realizing I'm missing out so much being in L.A. I want to be back here for all this stuff.
Isn't L.A. the comedy scene popping again, too?
Yeah, it's all right. But, I mean, all kinds of shows are getting shut down and stuff. And, you know,
what do you mean?
With Nerd Melt losing their lease and the Chris Hardwick stuff, that was a big blow. But then there's, like, the Dynasty Typewriter venue open downtown.
Right.
You know, Jamie Flam from the Improv.
Oh, he's got a new place.
You've been there, right?
No, I haven't yet. But
oh, it's
I like
awesome.
Jamie.
It's like a 200-seat theater. Like, they have free popcorn. And it's, like, old-timey.
I like
timey
Jamie.
And
Jamie, give me spots.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you guys are going to talk shit about anybody. You guys only talk shit about people who can't do anything for you. Yeah, exactly. You fucking turned on me.
I'm such a fucking pussy. I'm like Jack Lemmon and Glengarry Glenn Ross. Like, just give me a spot, man. I can do this. Come on, just put me on for 5 minutes, Bobby.
It's not your lead. It's not yours. It had to be. I'm giving it to him.
All right. Okay.
But yeah, I'm watching the old roast battle out there these days. Yeah, right. Yeah.
There is a
whole lot of body shaming going on.
Yeah.
What? I know. Fucking roast battles. When is that going to die?
Look at this fat.
Never if I have anything to say about it.
All right, talk to us about
books.
It. Talk to us about it.
His mother's dead. Yeah, your dad's a crack addict.
I never met you before. I never met you before. I heard your dog just got hit by a car. Yeah, I heard your sister has AIDS. But the old AIDS, the one you died from.
Then cut to Jeff being like, you guys are both great.
Hey, did anybody see my hat? Where's my hat that makes me look not an alien?
Look at this fat tub of shit. Nobody wants to fuck you.
Hey, I'm the host. Hey, wait a second. I'm the host of the show.
Right, so yes, the resemblance to that is uncanny. That's exactly how it is.
It's good jokes. It's fun. It is fun. It's fun to watch. Like,
of course it is.
And it's way better in LA.
I'm available for season three.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm available to be on the panel.
Yeah, a little jealousy. They're way better in LA. The New York version kind of sucks, I gotta say.
Wow, really?
Hell yeah. Wow. It's a bit more of a...
Hang on, stop for a second. I want to hear this. Tell us. What do you mean?
I think in LA, it's about...
Do you want
about,
us to read it?
Well, okay, so the book that I'm promoting... Boop, boop, boop.
Where is it? Where's
basically,
my copy?
I gave my last one to Nikki Glaser yesterday, who was a judge on season three.
That's when you know your press is not that big.
When you
she's like,
this?
I don't have one for you.
When do you get the sticker?
I save it for the VIPs who actually enjoy the show.
She didn't want to promote it. Oh, she was like, I was hanging out with you, Bob.
And I'm on the way to the airport, so squeeze this on in here before I go home.
No, go ahead, Jill. You know I'm a big fan. Tell us about the book. I want to hear about it.
Basically, the show is 5 years old now. As of last month, it started in a tiny little upstairs room at the Comedy Store when two open micers wanted a fist fight.
And everyone else is like, no, don't do that. You're comics. Use your words. Roast each other. Mm-hmm. And now 5 years later, it's had 3 seasons on Comedy Central. There's a TV version in Mexico, a TV version in South Africa, UK. It was the highest rated show in all of Comedy Central UK history.
One in South Africa, people die at the end.
Yeah, the South Africa one I would not want to be a part of.
You killed my grandfather.
Yeah. You have taken my land, and I take it back. No compensation.
So it's adaptable. You can see how it translates to whatever's happening.
What happens to the two comics?
Fuck Mandela.
What's that?
What happens to the two comics that fought? Do they get development deals?
They both kind of suck, and people who are really good at it now have elevated to the highest.
They get them for a year, and then they get a podcast they start on their own.
Yeah.
It's like the story of breakdancing, too.
So basically,
it's like a breakdancing story.
Is it?
Yeah.
It really does sound like some LA movie. Yeah. Hey, wait! Dum 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 dum. You guys want to fight? We don't fight. We're comics.
Yeah.
We laugh. Your mother's fat. How fat?
Precisely.
All right, let's do this. Chicka-chicka. Rogan comes out. All right, you guys ready?
It's rap battles, break dancing. That's the same story. Yeah.
And there's going to be like comedian dog shows next, you know, where they're just bringing their fucking dogs around.
Well, you were in the Reitman short, weren't you? You were battling Mike Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, I choked. I was not good.
Actually, he filled in for Mike Lawrence physically.
Yeah.
They just dubbed in Mike Lawrence's jokes.
Actually, Dan was in a Sundance movie.
I'll take that fucking bandana.
Sundance movie?
Giannis?
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
The bandana.
Oh, yeah.
You were fighting Mike Lawrence, weren't you?
That was a nice hot...
Wow, everyone missed it, too. Yeah.
And you were honest about it.
Was I? I don't know. I don't think I was in a Sundance movie.
I'm like almost positive.
Fuck it. Will not even let this conversation up. We're literally just talking a nice hot stinker about your face looking like Mike Lawrence. Didn't go anywhere. I should have got more.
I actually, Mike is fatter than me now. I will say that definitively.
Yeah. Well, in certain places.
He's got like the malnourished child gut.
Yeah. Yes, but your head.
He's got those digestive issues.
Gigantic. I literally said, I'm having Dan on Dan St. Germain. They went, oh, the guy with the big head. That's exactly him. But I don't understand. You wrote a book on the story of it?
Yeah, how it formed in 5 years and became this whole global phenomenon and where it's going and why it's actually.
Can I, in the movie version, can I be the club owner that goes up, wait a minute? You guys want to battle? You battle the way we used to battle. You joke battle. Like Pryor and Carlin. They fought up here one time. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, they're best friends because they didn't like each other at the beginning. And then they had a roast. And Eddie won.
You're hired.
Thanks. I want to be that guy. Who are you in the movie?
Who am I?
Nice. All right. Yeah.
Clearly the black DJ with that.
I don't know.
I'm that guy.
Is there a Greek guy?
Clearly he doesn't book the audition.
Yeah.
He runs the diner down the street that everyone needs.
Yeah, we all. Yeah, no, we meet after the battle.
Yeah.
He runs Mel's.
Yeah. So you guys were battling tonight.
Yeah.
So who won the battle?
I used to box a little in my day back when the fisticuffs.
I
want to
be like the Thomas Jane Boogie Nights character. You know when he comes and everything just goes to shit. You're like, hey, what's up? You ever try cocaine? And everyone's dead, like, in the next scene.
It's a montage. Yeah.
I love Gabby gets off the bus all bright-eyed, like, this, hey, guys.
Yeah. And they immediately go, am I gonna be a star?
They immediately go, look at you, you fucking fairy queen. What?
Gets right back on the bus, like,
Just fucking John Panette, like, in the next scene. You're like, what happened?
How'd I get here?
John Panette.
But everybody's on roller skates.
I want to be the roaster that works really hard, takes it really seriously. But then gets beaten by the roaster who has issues but is sort of a genius at it.
But then you jump off the Hyatt, the hotel next door, you jump off the into the parking lot and splat.
Yeah.
And that's when we all go, wait a minute.
The aristocrat.
They should be.
That's what pushes Gabby to win her battle and get accepted. And
then in your honor.
Yeah, in your honor, because you were helping each other. You became friends. And then the last scene is them painting her name on the side. Gabby.
If you ever want to take a sledgehammer to a fucking wall, watch Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. I mean, that...
Oh,
like
I remember
the
worst that with Chandler.
What is that?
Chandler.
It's
was
like,
in that.
Well, they tried to, Aaron Sorkin tried to do The West Wing, but with comedy, like SNL.
Right.
And it was the same with 30 Rock. And they make every scene like comedy's the most fucking important thing you're ever going to like. They're like, we're changing the game. Like, she's got it.
It's
like
save
a lot of stuff
world.
Like that. Yeah.
It's what we
he's
all
got
need.
It. That's the guy who's got it.
It would be a great
the whole fucking show.
It would be like a really cheesy, great movie, though, if it was like against the backdrop of like a real left wing kind of. PC, the world became like super PC. You couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then in the basement
Footloose.
Somewhere, yeah,
Footloose.
There was a couple guys fucking roast battling it out. And
Know,
cops would show up and be like, you can't take that. This is a safe space.
He's
like,
just
fuck
like, nigger.
Yeah.
The place just it goes quiet. And then all of a sudden you hear Carlos Mencia just going, ha ha. And they're like, he's laughing?
Yeah. Or it's like a slow clap, like at the end of Cool Runnings.
Battle!
By the way, the black guy here just started like a white power rally.
I've made more people rape.
So yeah, that's precisely the gist of it.
I don't think your book has been promoted quite as well as it's been promoted on this fucking show.
Recruiter.com.
Yeah, exactly. They were all
creative interpretation thereof. Yeah.
They were all,
but it captures the spirit.
Yeah, you're
exactly.
gonna sell. You're gonna sell it. Nikki's gonna sell you a couple books. We're getting you a movie deal on roller skates.
Bring that shit on. I'll take
How
it.
How great would it be if Neil Brennan's like, I like it.
Yeah.
I think I'll do it. I always look like I just solved a crime. Where were you on the night of the 16th? My brother's a lunatic. I started the Chappelle Show. Somebody more famous. I'll be right back. Anyways.
Battle. Yeah, Neil, if you're out there, I'd love for you to direct. Get in touch. Yeah, well,
that'd be a great
we'll
movie.
We'll set that shit up.
Now you say that it's better out there than it is here.
Is that offending you?
No, I don't. I could give a fuck. Is it because? Let me just take a stab at it.
It started there.
Well, when I say take a stab at it, meant Giannis. Giannis, actually. Go ahead. That's what I meant. I meant you say what I was going to say. Go ahead, Giannis. Go.
No, I was just saying that's where it started.
So, to reiterate.
Yeah, they did it good.
It started there.
Yeah, they did. Like, I went to one there, and it was good.
The energy is way different.
Hang on 1 second. Gabby, make sure he doesn't steal anything. Go ahead. I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Not because he's black. I don't know him. You made it racist.
You didn't even introduce him. I don't even know who he is.
He's a fucking... He's helping with the show. Gabby's going to leave for a little while. Uh-huh. She's going to L.A.
Let's go to Roast Battle.
Yes.
And she killed at Roast Battle, by the way. Mushy Mike, who's going to coming in next week, getting a can I say it?
No.
Okay. Getting a... he's moving here for good. Yeah. He's coming here. Now, San Antonio, it's going to suck for every... The only thing good about San Antonio was Mushy Mike. Because he'd show up, want to go something to eat? He was the best. But he's coming back. She's leaving for a little while, but she's still going to be part of the show. And what's his name?
Ashton.
Ashton's going to help out.
Ashton?
Yeah, good name.
Like Kutcher.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
So anyways, there you go. That's why...
Let's intro him when he comes back.
I want to thank all you guys for all the fans too. Oh, I want to thank Smooth Mobile. This thing right here is the coolest. Look at this shit. Coolest gimbal for the iPhone or Samsung phone. This tripod comes off and it Steadicam.
It's awesome.
It's insane. It's cheap. It's fucking great. But this is the best. All the other Steadicams are like $250. They're crazy.
Right.
They're heavy. This one is awesome, but watch this. It's a fucking selfie stick, too.
Oh, snap.
So you can, and when you film your shit, you just put it up on the
tripod.
On the tripod, and it has face follow, so you can just, it will follow you on stage.
Right.
Are you serious?
It's crazy.
Whoa, that's like magic.
Yeah, I legitimately need it.
Yeah, right here, I'm telling you. Smoove Mobile. Smoove.
Smoove Mobile. Like JB Smoove.
Yeah, JB Smoove. SmooveMobile.com. That's S-M-O-V-E Mobile. Smoove. They're unbelievable. They sent me that, so I'm doing a little review. And
so
I'm
it
thing.
Tracks you? That's yes. crazy.
So what happens is it has software, yeah. and when you put your phone in it,
yeah.
it fucking straightens up, and you can, it doesn't move. You can walk with it,
yeah.
and it's like a Steadicam, like in Rocky, and then you have a little function on it. You just, oh.
Smashes.
That's hilarious. You you hit your face track and it finds your face, and then as you go, it goes with you.
Wow!
Yeah,
technology's out of control.
Technology's out of control, man. It's crazy, man. We're doing a podcast. I mean, dude, we got AC, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck,
yeah.
dude? 50 years ago, we'd have a fan.
Yeah.
We don't, man. Yeah. We got a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I got a guy.
Yeah.
Zach.
Yeah.
Dude, it's crazy. It really does make
like
me
sick. It's like a California guy.
It does make me sick how many fucking assholes have a podcast. I mean, I literally see these guys and they're just like, you know, welcome back. Just some dude in a room, in a house, a townhouse, and some fucking, I mean, literally $3,000 worth of shit. And he's just like, all right, so this next, what?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. He's got like, you know, 10,000 subscribers. You're like, how? How? You talk about flies.
Yeah.
For fly fishing.
It's all about finding that niche market. It's 2018.
I'm telling you, dude.
Find that choir and preach to it.
It really is.
Yeah, that's what
it's about finding a people.
It's a find your choir and preach to it. You don't even have to get laughs anymore. Just get them to fucking clap and agree. Find the people who like your shit.
That's it.
There's no mainstream anymore. History Hyenas is a great podcast, too.
I'll be on it this week.
Yeah, he's going to be on it.
I don't understand. Will you stop? Stop trying to fuck.
I wanted to get a promo in the heart of the show before when people. I wanted to catch them off guard because I know they try to fast forward those parts. So I just got a fucking good one in there.
No real winners here. 800-pound gorilla records, new album.
800-pound gorilla. I know those guys. How
Ringside
are they doing?
Ringside roast battle great. Book. Ringside roast.
They did way better
battle.
For me. Yeah. Than last time.
Oh, good.
I know those guys.
I actually, I work with 800-pound.
Yeah, gorilla. They've been good.
Yeah,
they have their like digital and streaming stuff really dialed in.
Yeah, dialed in. Good word. I love when people say dialed in.
They know their deets, their stats, their datas.
Okay.
They know how to get shit played and how to earn money from it. Like comedians don't know how to get money from streaming plays.
Yeah, Dane Cook doesn't know how to do that. Didn't make a whole career off of that. Fucking Joe Rogan. Fuck that. No way. Yeah. Billy Burr. They don't know how to,
do
things on their own without people and own their own fucking stuff.
A lot of people. The internet seems like it's really becoming monetized. Like people, content creators can really make money now.
You can monetize, but you have to. I'm running into problems with like companies where they'll like, it's hard to get people. If I changed my whole thing up and went like tech. And I just did reviews and tech and, you know, whatever, new shit, gadgets, whatever, bushcraft.
Right.
I'd get a lot more people to watch my shit, and I could get a lot more companies to give me money. When you do comedy like this, and you swear and say fuck and shit and make jokes and blah, they just don't want anything to do with it. They take a listen, and one person says one thing, and they're out. They just... Corporate just goes, see you later.
Patreon now. A lot of people are making a lot of money on Patreon.
You can make a lot of money on Patreon, but again, I think you're wrong. I think you find certain people did.
You can make money, but you're wrong.
Well, you can. Certain people can. I just don't think that you can the way when they first did it, it was like, holy shit, this is the new thing. Everybody went and got a fucking Patreon. So all of my fans... Know you. Flood City. You've been...
That's because of me right there, guys.
But you...
Just want to hold up my you-know-what, dude, fucking credentials right here.
Yeah, you're
Flood
fucking...
City.
I got a sign made.
Giannis Papas is no joke. And he came in there solo by himself all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't have a fucking partner.
That's right.
Right?
Who comes in here with a partner?
No, Joe and Dan and Lewis. Yeah. They were always together. You came in solo and
they all came
there.
In by themselves, though. That was
it was a joke.
They were never partners.
I have the fucking band. I mean, we don't have to fucking break it down. I could just let it bomb. And
the history
move
of
on.
The show.
Yeah, I was actually taking you literally. I was like, "What did, yeah, did I know. A, that's, were they doing yeah. a tag team?
That's
thing
how bad. That's how bad the joke was. That you. Why don't you write a book, Julie? Can you fucking edit his bombing yeah. joke of my show? Oh,
yeah, my. That's how. You, that's what a joke is really bad when you it, you think it started yeah. the start
it
of a conversation.
Like, it became a fucking. It fucking became a Ken Burns documentary. Yeah. By the end of that.
Who is Ken Burns? And why is he always in my editing software?
Whatever you ask.
I get it. Fucking good.
I think I just learned that.
I just did an editing joke. Suck my dick. I did a fuck. I just
I'll do
gold.
It.
That's
just
gold.
Buy my album.
But is it joke? Listen. Is it joke? Is that
what you know
a
what,
joke
dude?
Is
podcast.
Worst?
I'm just plugging my shit. I might as well plug my show.
You got to sneak him in now. Yeah.
You sneak
before
in.
You get a chance to hit
I'm
it.
I'm plug shit I'm not a part of. Last Man Standing on Fox. I have nothing to do with that show. Fuck it.
Successor on HBO. It's a great new show. But
I think I just learned, like, when a joke bombs hardest is when somebody asks a follow-up question after you hear it.
Yeah, I remember
can
I did a joke.
Clarify?
Did
that?
Did, were they a team? Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did a joke. I did a joke on stage one night, and the guy went, "Why?" And I went, "Well, the reason is," became a yeah. TED talk. Yeah. Yeah, and then Netflix gave me a deal. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Battle!
You want to fight me? Well, you're a white Sith. I got into a big fight, not a big fight, with Keith and Colin about kind of defending, what's her name?
Annette.
No, that's the name.
Hannah
of the
Gadsby.
Show. Hannah Gadsby.
Her name's kind of become shit. Nanette, though. Everyone yeah, calls her Nanette. Yeah.
But I didn't. This is what I found out about everybody yeah. trashing her special.
Yeah.
And I was a part of it. No one watched it. Not one.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Everybody was forming an opinion yeah. on somebody else's opinion. That they didn't watch the fucking right. special.
I watched it.
And you know what I did?
I watched it.
I went and fucking watched it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was it's English wit. It's comedy abroad. It's what they do in other countries.
She's from Australia.
I've been out
Tasmania.
Of
Tasmania.
Yeah. Yeah. And that shit flies over there. That shit is.
It's better than some Billy Connolly shit.
Look, man, there's a lot of specials on Netflix right now where people are walking around and we all are like, hey, and they fucking stink. And yeah. we're not sitting there bitching about that.
Most
we're sitting there
stinks.
Just we're just sitting there going, oh, hey, I'm telling you, man, she's not.
Yeah.
And the thing
her
that,
timing is fucking great. I will say that, like her actual, like timing.
I love
is
the
great.
Breaking comedy down part. That was just speaking right to me. Like, fuck yes, people should know this shit.
Well, people. She's all right.
Yeah.
Anna, relax.
Yes.
Well, people. I think people were married. She said white men. And it's like, well, she's not talking about you, dum-dum. She's not talking about me. She's not talking about you. But the white guys that fucking raped her, the white guys that. There's people.
Was she raped?
She was supposedly raped, yeah.
Did she say that in the special?
Yeah. Did, yeah, and got the shit kicked out of her. Yeah.
Shit kicked
separately.
Out of her. But here's a funny joke, the one where she's like, you know, this look, you know, where I come from. She goes, from afar, guys are like, you know, oh, there's a good bloke. But when I get up close, they're like, ew. I mean, if you don't think that's funny, you're
that
an
was
asshole.
Funny.
Yeah.
But then and towards the end, she was saying she wasn't going to do that anymore because it was self-deprecating.
Well, listen, she can't. That's where people are like, be funny. Fuck you. Stop with this shit. But it's a style of comedy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of comedy that isn't funny the way my style. Would I watch her over Patrice? No.
Yeah, just don't. Yeah, if you don't like it, don't watch it. It's not like we.
Yeah, but we flipped the fuck out about this girl because.
No, well, I think the reaction was because the pundits were. Everyone jumped onto this.
How much do you love saying that?
Oh,
word?
Yeah. I love pundits.
Well, they did that after 9/11, though. Where was that asshole who was like, this is the death of satire.
Yeah, it's like all the pundits were like, this is the new. Is this the. Is comedy this now?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if you've been looking around, but comedy is a whole bunch of shit right
but
now.
But comedy changes all the time.
Yeah, but my point is, I think it was.
No, but
the interview she gave was the one
what?
That everyone got mad about. The interview where she was like,
if you don't have a point to your comedy,
it was sort of like
comedy.
Yeah, but what do you? But
the arrogance of that, like the, what I'm doing, what I just did, is comedy.
Yeah, to her.
And you're like,
yeah, but what do you?
To the people who would go up to that show, to go to that show and enjoy it. But you know, most of the people won't. Most
but wait
of the
a minute, wait a minute, stop,
it.
Stop, stop. If you introduced, if you interviewed me, or just say. Eddie Murphy, or say Patrice, if he was still alive, he would be like, "This is comedy. If you're doing this shit, you're bullshit. This is what be real. Come, blah blah blah. You gotta be funny." And we'd all be like, "We would have no problem with that." But there would be a lesbian in Tasmania going, "That's bullshit, mate.
Yeah,
that's not what it is. Whatever the fuck. I can't do accents. I'm literally crumbling on accents. I can't even do a fucking stupid Australian accent.
You're very good and insane."
I don't know what you're saying.
I haven't been to see that.
Wow, what are you fucking... How do you bring that up?
Well, no, I was just... I wanted to
apparently
see that
the conversation
podcast.
Is not... Pundits didn't capture
it. As soon as we started talking about theory comedy, I completely tuned out like I was in a coma.
He wants to ruin another movie. Tell us the ending of Insane.
It turns out she was right the whole time. And he is
dude, I was kidding!
I know you were kidding!
Him. No, dude! I was kidding! I'm in it! You just ruined the fucking movie! I was
I'm a fucking idiot! I don't know. Buy my album if you want to learn fucking nothing. I have no fucking narrative. You'll laugh every other joke. It's fine. Just fucking buy it.
But that's the key right there.
I don't have a job right
now. That's the key right there. Is that most comics, especially here, are like, fuck you, be funny. Just be funny.
But people say whatever they want. But like the pundits, like Giannis is talking about, like those are people who don't write about comedy normally. They're like, oh, here's a big comedy special. I'm going to write about it and think I know something about it. And they don't know shit. Unlike people who've been writing about it for like 15 years.
What did you think about the special? What did you think?
I liked the part about the breaking the comedy down, like I said. I actually did not like the part where she did get all kind of self-deprecating and saying she's going to quit comedy, because I think what's missing from that conversation when you're reacting to it is like, but think of all the people you're influencing, like the little gay kids who don't know it's okay to be doing comedy and talking about getting beat up. Yeah. Like, she missed that, and I think everybody else missed that. I think that's the most important part, rather than like, oh, it's not funny, or what, we're changing comedy. Think about the influence of just having it existing.
Every time, though, I start, like, talking about, like, identity, politics, and comedy, then I, like, look over and I see, like, a big story on global warming and how they're sleeping outside in India because of the temperature. I'm like, oh, it doesn't matter. These tides are going to wide us.
That's
like
what, that's what I say, though.
The tides are coming. Like, we're fucked. Yeah. None of this shit matters.
That is true.
None of it matters.
It's over. Humanity is like,
it's that
is
true. It's a wrap.
When is it not over until I see the next Infinity Wars, okay? Avengers.
No, but there's no, like,
I'm not fucking listening. Why don't you just tell me how that ends?
It's like, fucking, I will. I'm gonna get a pre-screening.
He's telling you how humanity
ends
right
now. With the fucking, no, but
he's spoiling it. Like, we all die in fucking global warming.
No, that's what's gonna happen. It's fucking over, man.
All right, fucking Jesus. Hang on.
It's
fucking
over.
Bible.
No, but you want to know what's crazy? If you go, actually follow. Actual client scientists, not like the articles and people writing about you. Go follow them on Twitter.
Yeah.
It is like much worse.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
I mean, it's bad.
They're going like, it's bad. It could be like, we don't, it could be horrible.
It's irreversible. It should have killed people off when the president made Space Force. We actually have a thing that's part of our military now that's called Space Force. Elon Musk is like, we need to go to another planet. We're in the richest people in the world are like, look, we need to get out of here.
This place is about to blow.
We need to start using the sun.
Yeah. Well, now they're lying about statistics. I mean, it's like, they're like, remember when the Puerto Rico thing happened? They're like, oh, like 50 people died. And then now they're like, oh, maybe like 1,500 people.
5,000, yeah.
You know, like they're like,
yeah, but everybody has their own priorities. I mean, I've been doing a lot of video watching of flat earth people and it's like,
oh, it's unreal,
but it's like, guys, I mean there's other shit, you know what I mean? Like,
why is that your thing?
Why is that your fucking
how
thing?
Funny would it be to be in like a room with like a couple of those like really elite people who are trying to figure out how to get to another planet, and you're like, so what'd you think of the Nanette special? Is comedy? They're going, what?
Yeah. Right.
What's
you guys
comedy?
Keep talking about that. Yeah. We're going to figure out how to leave you
well,
here.
Well, that's my point, though. That's my point. It's like, here's this girl who did a special that the industry loved, And we don't even know the statistics on actual humans that gave it a thumbs up. It's just that the industry said, this is amazing. Yeah. Like they always fucking do. And it's like, who gives a fuck?
I have a theory. It's run deeper. Can I give you my theory?
What?
It's bigger than comedy. It's about journalism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, here
tell
we go.
Me more.
Journalism never adapted to the internet.
Okay.
And they're the real industry that's dying. They're the one that's really struggling. So
hang on 1 second. Are you okay?
There's nothing controversial about this. I agree 100%.
Yeah. The increasing editorialization of all articles.
Jesus, do I love
is
you
an
when you
attempt.
Get like this. Hang on
it's
one just, second.
Yeah, it's like.
Take this down here.
So, all the articles.
Bigger words.
All the articles about Nanette say more to me about the state. Yeah. Of journalism than they do about comedy.
Give me a nice.
It's sort of like look at me and my opinion about this.
Oh, yep.
And so it's all about increasingly getting more and more editorialized, more emotional, more fringe.
Sean, my fucking use fringe.
Gotta get those hits.
To get the hits
and the ad dollars.
So you get those ad dollars from the hits. Journalism has been shifting towards being just a burning car on the side of the road and turning us all into rubberneckers over the last 10 years.
Can I say something?
Thank you. I'm going to leave now.
Please don't leave. It wasn't that good. I understand what you're saying. It's a very interesting thought.
When I started out, I thought I was going to actually have a job. Uh-huh.
That was just a joke I did in the modern era. You guys.
That's a modern era.
That's a modern era joke.
Speaking a little truth to power.
No, that's what we're going to do.
Funny
because
it's true.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Comedy's about not being funny. I having something to say. Look, what I just did was a fucking joke.
Can I say something, though? Everybody got whipped up about this thing. Like, fucking men and you got to be funny. It's like, who gives a fuck? If we're the ones giving it the flames to exist, because we can't stop yapping. And it's like, first of all, go watch it. It's funny for 25 minutes. She's a comic. And then she does this other thing. And then it's like, okay, fine. It did not make me go fuck her at all.
No,
people are fucking losing their minds.
My favorite thing, if you want to piss people off, people ask me, like, what do you think of next? They're on either side and I go, it was fine.
Yeah, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had to have an opinion.
Yeah. No, perfect. You're right. That's exactly what it was.
It's fine. There's some stuff was good. I didn't like some of the shit.
Yeah, exactly. It was like Superman versus Batman. It was fine.
It's fine.
How'd that end?
I don't know.
What's your mama's name? Martha?
New rule. You don't talk as much as Gabby. No, I'm kidding. Oh, look who came up.
Liz.
Hi, Liz. What were you downstairs? Oh, my shirt. Yes. That's my show shirt. I have show shirts.
You have show shirts?
Yeah.
And they're all black.
Not all of them are black. Some of them are red.
Just a larger robe.
Yeah, I wear a robe.
Like a Dr. Moreau
robe. It's a kimono.
Oh, I would love to. I was actually watching a footage on Marlon Brando.
Love him.
Dude, man.
Well, it's so funny because they did not want him to play. They didn't want The Godfather. They were like, no, absolutely not.
Right.
They go, the only way he can play is if he does it for free. He puts up $1 million insurance on himself. And there was one other thing that he had to do. Oh, he had to do a screen test, which he, you know, at that point, and Francis was like, fine. Could you imagine that Marlon Brando, they didn't want. So the people that know shit, the money people never know what's good for us.
No.
It's the people like Francis Ford Coppola. Mm-hmm. Who create shit. It's the creators.
100%.
100% of the time. It's never money people.
It's never. You're talking about the entertainment industry specifically.
Yes,
yeah.
I am. Yeah. I'm not talking about space.
Yeah.
I'm talking about NASA. Money people in NASA, it's important.
I will say this about Brando. Like, he's so fucked. Have you seen that documentary, Lost Soul?
Yeah.
About the island of Dr. Moreau?
Yeah.
And like that, there's like a whole variety piece. Like, I'm sure if you were the money people at the time and were following his life, you're like, no, we don't want him in this movie.
Absolutely.
He's going to like ruin the movie.
He's going to ruin the movie. Absolutely. Yeah. But still, a creator was like, I can do it.
I can
get
fix
him.
This.
And he went to his house with hidden. He goes, he does not like noise. So you have to be ninjas. You can't make noise. We're going to hide cameras around. And he's going to come out, and he goes, I put props around. I put a little gabagol and a little salami, some cigars, because I knew he would come out, and as an actor, he would use these things. And he goes, he came down. He was sleeping. He came down, long blonde hair. And as he came down, he saw the crew, you know, the cameras and blah, and he started to talk. And then he took a little piece of the salami and then he took his hair and he wrapped it up. And then he took shoe polish and blacked it out. And he slowly became the Godfather. Yeah, in front of him. Cool. And he goes, I took this tape to the head of whoever the fuck, Paramount or whatever. And he was like, nope, he's not playing. And he turned it on and he came down to the blonde with the robe. And he goes, he's not going to be, there's no way he's playing the God. Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And he's like, he got it. Yes, that's him.
Like one of those guys that like Mickey Rourke, where it's like, oh no, this guy doesn't got this. Wait, he's amazing. And then immediately it goes back to like, oh, he's crazy again.
You know,
but do you have to, my thing is this, yeah. Do you have to be crazy to be great?
Well, he's a method actor.
But do you have to be a dick to be famous? Do you have to treat people like shit?
No.
I heard Malala is like a real bitch. Yeah. You know?
All right, I want you to stop right now before you say no because you're fucking phonies. I want you to stop.
Hang on, stop.
I want you to think of your famous people that you know.
Yeah.
Have they done dicky shit to you or to other people where you're like, wow, I don't know if I could do that?
I don't think that's everyone.
Not everybody, though.
People are just dicks in general. Yeah. Fame doesn't have anything to do with it. Everybody
Robert Kelly told me
shit.
To shut up one time.
Yeah.
Write an article.
He's going to kick you off a podcast another time. Keep it up. Fuck it. What's his name again? Ash?
One of the first people we interviewed on my old show at Fusion was...
oh, humble brag.
Yeah, I don't mean to brag.
I'm not working. Don't resist. I was in Miami.
I don't know if you remember my series on Spike, but...
Why am I blaming?
Hang on one second. That's what he turned into.
What's his name? I'm just blanking.
Tyler Perry.
He gave up being Greek and he turned into a Cuban. Yeah. He was down in Miami.
What's up, bro? Welcome to Miami, bro.
Yeah.
What up, bro?
You got a Beamer.
I got a Beamer, bro.
Hey, Ricky Velez, hello.
Every month.
I forgot about that chapter of your life where you were just gone in Miami for a year.
And every month, one more button would open on my button down shirt. It's Miami, bro.
He'd be on the beach cooking. Oh, this is, what is this? Salsa Verde? Okay, bro. All right,
what's up, bro? Yo, it's funny because in Miami, the guys and girls have different accents. The only city where like guys are like, "What's up, bro?" Miami, bro, and girls are like, "It's like Miami, like Miami, we going over here, that's crazy,
How much tail did you get in Miami?
Yeah, a lot. I had floor to ceiling windows, BMW.
Let's talk about what really matters in your 20s and 30s.
I was going through a breakup. That was a big fish in a small pond. But anyway, Tyler Perry, I never forget. I mean, you know, he's one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, obviously one of the most famous. Right. And I asked him about that. Yeah. And he goes, 100%, he goes, who you are is who you are. Before you have money, after you get money. He goes, money doesn't change people. It reveals who you are. I disagree. I think some people,
I was asking.
It gets heightened.
I was asking.
I know.
Because I've experienced famous people seem to surround themselves with yes people, not intentionally, it just happens. And people, because you're making them money, or they're making you money, and if they tell you to go fuck yourself, you can't make that money anymore. It's almost like finding out their power. Like they have a power they didn't know they had, and they do something fucked up one day, and everybody just takes it. Or they say, "What about this?" And like, "Oh, that's great," and they just do it. Yeah. Like,
I think a lot of people turn into yes people to famous people. Yeah. Even if you weren't a yes person before, you're like, "Oh, now I have to." Yes.
That's why when I met her dad, her dad.
Who's her dad?
I'm not going to say piano player. I almost said piano player of Bon Jovi.
Your fucking dad's in Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
I got to start yesing you a little bit. What's up, girl?
Hey, let's hang in L.A.
You've been listening to History Hyenas? That's a good podcast, too. I think we need a girl voice on there. Hey, does your dad listen to podcasts?
Hey, can you have your dad's boss tweet this album?
Pour some sugar. Oh, that's not even Bon Jovi.
I'm
a black kid. I don't know rock.
Women on a Prayer, and then what's the warrant?
That's it? That's not it.
That's Bon Jovi.
Listen, no, but
that's an end Bon Jovi joke.
When I met her dad, I was like, oh, he came to a show. I was like, fuck me. I just, you know, Jersey trash. He's sitting there drinking.
True Blue.
Literally, he comes in and goes, dude, that was fucking great. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but her, I was expecting her to be a little, but I mean, I didn't even know who her dad was. Sweetest, just a nice, good person.
Yeah. Right.
So I agree with you. It does happen, but I guarantee in the band, there's some fucking stories. I'm not saying all famous people. I'm saying the top.
Yeah.
When you're in a band, that person.
Bruce
when
Springsteen.
When you're in the band, that motherfucker.
But Bruce Springsteen seems like a great guy.
I guarantee there's Bruce Springsteen stories where
there's stories with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. But he's still with his same band. He married one of his bandmates. They're still back together. Right, he cheated on her, but they're back together.
You can't bring up Bruce. He's the fucking, come on. He's an American treasure.
Yeah.
You can't
fuck with him. Who's more famous than Bruce Springsteen?
Who?
Justin Timberlake seems like a nice guy. He's probably got a small dick, but he's
guaranteed,
a nice guy.
Guaranteed,
he's not good.
Yeah.
He's
not small, but thin.
He's got something wrong. No, the universe is balanced. You can't be good at that many things and not have
who's
like
got a
web
fucking
foot.
Man crush. How do you go from Jovi?
I love him.
Oh my god,
you're so great.
Oh, you fucking jizz on his sneakers.
Oh, who gives a shit? The floods are coming.
Doesn't matter.
She's gonna catch a plane. We're all dying. Fucking, he wants to fuck Justin Timberlake on a bridge in Atlanta. Just sneakers.
I understand your look now so much. Like, you just read about global warming 10 years ago, and you're like, fuck it, I'm never shaving again. Yeah. I'm going to let my eyebrows grow out. It's all going to shit.
Just in case Jesus does come back, he's going to fucking arc somewhere in fucking Poughkeepsie.
An arc in Poughkeepsie.
All right, we got, let's wrap this up. Of course, we got my stuff, robertkellylive.com. Go there for all my dates. End of the month, I'm going to be at Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Oh, shit.
It is. Julie, you've not been there yet.
No, but I might. Can I go to that?
Yeah, whenever you want.
It's end of the month?
Yeah, me.
Will you hook me up?
Me, of course. Me, Rich Voss, Keith Robinson, and Paul Verzi.
Yeah.
Mark Cohen
hosting.
It's fucking the show. First of all, the shows are going nuts. Every week it's getting filled. The locals are because in Vegas, if the locals don't like it, you're fucking done. It's going to be touristy, shitty comp tickets. Every week it's getting bigger and bigger. They fucking gutted the room and from scratch made the Village Underground in Las Vegas at the Rio. And at the end of the month.
Awesome.
Check out the article in Las Vegas Weekly that I wrote.
A great article. Did you see the article?
Las Vegas Weekly.
Fucking Las Vegas Weekly. One of the journalists, true journalists in our fucking time that supports comic. Please buy her book. Where can they get the book, Jill?
It's available on Amazon.com. It's about $10. If you want to know about the good side of Roast Battle and like what we've heard. Oh, hey, look at my website there.
Yeah, go to look at that.
You
look
got
at
the Rolling
stuff.
Stone, the Hollywood Reporter. Variety. Yeah. There she is.
Go buy this book right now.
With photos by Troy Conrad. He was also the creator of Setlist. Remember
that
show?
Yeah.
Troy's a bit of a renaissance man. He also takes some pretty
good
pictures.
Look at that. Rolling Stone, GQ, Variety, Hollywood, AV Club, Revolver, Vulture, Voice, LA Week. I mean, she has been doing this 15 years, and she is one of the fucking good ones.
Yeah.
Go buy her book. It's $10. If you can't afford it, I will buy you one copy, one person.
Can you buy me one?
I'll buy you one.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
you.
Do that for
I will.
Sure.
I will. I'll buy you one. I'll buy everybody in here one.
Absolutely.
Slash dude.
Except for Julie.
Slash. Yeah.
So make sure you go and buy her book. She's going to catch a plane. What do you got there, Dan?
Hi. I got a new album out on 800 Pound Gorillas. No real winners here. I don't know why I'm laughing when I'm trying to deliver this.
Well, I was just thinking of one of them fucking movie you could ruin. Literally, Liz fucking tells us the end of Tom Cruise's new movie.
He told me. No, he told me I could tell him.
Yeah.
He told me I could tell him.
You said he had a big head.
No, I do.
That was the big head lady.
It's big. It's a big head.
It will float at the end of days.
we'll be floating down the fucking Hudson. So check it out on No Real Winners here. You know, we still haven't gotten a review yet.
Oh, let me get on.
Yeah, she trashes it. please buy it. Please, just help me.
Yes, we will. Let's help you. Listen, man. You've been. Everybody knows Dance. You kill it on my podcast all the time. You got to go buy it. This is how you support us right here. This is what you do. This is you come. This podcast is free every week. These guys come and do it for free. You know how you support them? Go to the shows, buy their books, buy their albums. That's what you do. Spend $10. Don't buy horse shit. Don't get a bag of chips. It's literally two cups of coffee and you fucking buy his album
two
and you
cups
have it
of
forever.
Coffee.
All right? Two cups of coffee, and you get her book. What do you got to sell?
History Hyenas. History Hyenas on Riotcast.
You stop
listen
saying
to
it. Say it right.
History Hyenas with hyenas? Me and Chrissy D, Chrissy Cackles, Krista Stephanie.
Is it hyena or hyena?
It depends.
On what?
It depends on how you want to say it.
I don't want to say it hyena.
Yeah. This is an old
I'll
website.
Be there on, I'm doing it Monday. I'm excited.
Yes.
You guys haven't picked the history yes. topic yet.
Never though. Done it.
Yes. We have a Patreon page,
it's on my
too.
Network. I it's never done network. It.
Patreon.com/BayRidgeBoys.
Good friends with both of them. Never been in an episode of Bay Ridge Boys either. Yeah. Good friend. Good friend. Yeah. Never been in it. But it's good. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Now you're ruining my promo.
Not ruining. I'm trying to add to it. Maybe drop a couple hints.
Okay, we'll get you on. You want to be on?
Oh, geez. All right, Hollywood.
we'll see. You
don't have a bad rap? What am I, Marlon Brando?
We got Dan, and then yeah. I'm going to have this kid, even though I still don't know his name.
Ashton.
They didn't even intro
oh,
you.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
This is a racist podcast.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's not racist. I'm a Jew.
Yeah, she's a Jew, and she's
the
blonde.
Way you came in.
I forgot. I'm co-hosting on the Ringer Masked Man show this month, and I shit on all things comedy. I'm interrupting your promo.
That's the way to do it, though.
Back.
You gotta sneak him in.
Get out of the way. I gotta,
you gotta sneak him in.
I'm doing it joking. He literally does it, and you know, he said, no, it's what you gotta do. Fuck you.
I know.
Cocksucker.
Fuck you. You're hot. You're fucking hot.
Hot.
You're fucking hot. Yeah, listen to History Hyenas.
Yeah, unbelievable plot. I love you guys.
Thanks for having us on your network. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for being on it. And make sure you go to my website, go to my Patreon, become a member. You guys, do I have any people I got to shout out this week? No, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we do.
Look in the thing.
Oh, we get this. So anyways, oh, here we go. Right here. Shout outs. Check this out. Julie. Oh, you joined my Patreon?
Nope.
Oh, no.
I will shortly.
I have an app on the computer that tells me who's all the information for the show and the shout outs on my Patreon. Milroy W. Thank
Mallory
you.
Mallory W.
I don't have
Milroy.
My glasses. Did I say
Mallory.
Oh, so Mallory. Mallory, I love you. I love you so much. Mallory W., thank you so much for being a member of my... I can't read. I can't see it. I actually filled out a form at an audition the other day. I don't know what I wrote. You know, when you go to audition, you have to write all the shit. I don't know what I wrote, where I wrote it. I just fucking... I knew I wasn't going to get it anyways because I had to walk in and it's like, yo, motherfuckers, what's up, bitches? And I was like, yeah, I'm 47, fat guy, bald from Boston. They're not going to pick me. Okay. This role's not mine. Anyways, Mallory W., thanks so much. And there you go. I thought you were donating to my thing.
I do in spirit.
Thank you. what do you got there, Ashburger?
Liberty City Comic Con this weekend. I'm quite certain nobody will be there. But if you're going to Comic Con, I will be there doing jokes.
Oh, nice.
What did you say? Who is he? Liz went, who is he?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I was a Just for Laughs new face only 2 weeks ago, but now it doesn't.
That's true.
I don't mean that. I don't mean to brag.
Humble brag.
I hate everybody.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that.
That's great. Now we realize he's a new face, and I'm like, hey, we're going to develop a script.
Hold up.
I am meeting with
Bobby's
ABC
about
tomorrow.
To have his Nanette moment. He's quitting podcasting.
I literally.
Please don't. I like my job.
I hate you. I fucking hate you the worst.
I've known that for a long time.
Just the support of this
of
fucking
youth?
Ass clown.
Yeah.
Dude, I did my nobody gives a shit.
Did you bring up when you did your new face?
Go fuck your new face.
New face is now, 2010.
We were.
Me and Danny.
We're a fraternity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and were you?
And we're in the same era.
And guess what?
When it matters.
And guess what? Nothing happened.
Nope.
Yep.
So join the nothing happened. He's still wearing a wig, fuck.
I'm still writing for other people. Hoping they fucking
Gabby, what do you got?
This
guy's begging for sales. This guy's wearing, he quit but had to still wear the wig again live.
I cannot right? wait
That's
to be
it.
You guys.
I'm back. Part two. Things are different this time.
Oh, no. She's back.
She's back. It's Uh-oh. Like Jason, Friday the 13th.
Watch
seven.
Out, Party City. You're about to get $13.
That's
a Puerto Rican face.
Long Island. Right,
the only one that's going to make it is right here. Gabby, what do you got?
You can follow me on Instagram at Gabby as Brian. And I have a new podcast with Katie Hannigan called Apodcalypse. Giannis is coming on it.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
When am I on it?
Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And my monthly show, Jiggy With It, is August 22nd, and Ashton's on that too. So
yeah,
come out.
Yeah, come out.
It's my last one before I go to LA.
I'm so mad at you.
Are LA. You leaving?
Yeah.
You moving?
Yeah. Going to LA for
making
that
big
months.
Move.
Oh, wow.
She's LA. She's not New York.
Yeah. I'm not fucking LA.
I gotta say.
Fuck you.
I lived in LA. No. I lived in Fort LA for years. You're more LA than
yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
No.
You're the daughter of right now.
Jersey you're the kid of somebody trash. Famous. You're gonna be a DJ.
You're
in
not
years.
Fucking Jersey trash.
Fucking DJ is my goal.
There you go.
You're not Jersey trash.
Yeah.
You weren't.
Oh, you don't know me in my
core. Your father may be Jersey trash, but not you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm Jersey tonight. Trash. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, did we sell out Creeps for Kids? Is it sold out?
I think there's like 20
tickets left. That's it? Is that a sellout, right? Yeah. We'll go to walk up. So good. So if you're around, there's a couple tickets left tonight. Creeps for Kids, if you're watching live, come down. Zach, what do you got?
Zach the new guy.
I love it. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. You know what, dude? We'll see you next week.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.